Jersey is the world.
Hi, everybody. Chris Gethard here, and welcome to New Jersey is the World. As always, it's an honor, it's a joy to get together with friends and discuss the lunacy of the great state of New Jersey. Thanks to everybody who signed up at patreon.com/NewJerseyIsTheWorld. We recently posted an episode of South Jersey is Also the World, where Andrea wrote the bulk, it's not completed, but wrote the bulk of a legit choose-your-own-adventure set in the Pine Barrens, and people greatly enjoyed it. And I would love to see that published someday. It would be amazing if Andrea became a published author via a bit where she made a really detailed choose-your-own-adventure set in the Pines. It's a great time. Hey, before I tell you about this week's episode, I have to tell you that I had a neighbor of mine reach out to me and say, this feels like the type of thing you would like to know about and that people who follow you would also like to know about. And they sent me a link, and this is not a paid advertisement. This is legit just me thinking this is amazing and hilarious and wanting to make sure that at least somebody out there I know signs up to do it, because I could never do this because I'm full of fear. But on April 20th, which is 420, the New Jersey Highlands Coalition, which is a great organization, is holding a fundraiser called Over the Edge. And when I saw what it was, it's unbelievable. It's basically, you can sign up. You know how sometimes you sign up to run a marathon or do a bike race and you get people in your life to pledge and you see how much you get? You sign up for this thing, and if you can raise over $1,000, they will let you, whether you have ever rock climbed or not, whether you're trained or not, rappel down the front face of the Hilton Meadowlands in East Rutherford, a 200-foot drop down the front of a hotel. And you, I'm sure the view from up there is going to be amazing, but the fact that you will oversee the entire Meadowlands and you can be strapped to ropes and walk down the front face of the Hilton Meadowlands is, I was so happy to be alerted to this, because why not plug something on behalf of the New Jersey Highlands Coalition, an organization that's worth your time and money, especially if it means that someone I know might be compelled to participate in the lunacy of walking down the sheer 90 degree drop, 200 feet straight down, of rappelling down the front of the Hilton Meadowlands. So you can go check it out at njhighlandscoalition.org. They've got their upcoming events, and it's really an amazing thing. And I'm praying that someone I know does it. I'm praying that someone I know makes this happen. And if you are someone I know and you decide to sign up, please let me know, because I will kick into your fund to get you to that 1,000. Because I want to be able to talk to someone who walks down the front of the Hilton Meadowlands on April 20th while raising money for the NJ Highlands Coalition. What an incredible thing. Anyway, this week's episode, I'm happy to bring it to you. If you guys have not heard, I've mentioned it a lot, but if you read anything related to New Jersey at all, you're starting to see the Senate race between Tammy Murphy and Andy Kim is getting really heated up. There's accusations starting to fly between the different camps. There's a lot of national news being shined on the New Jersey political machines because of it. And it's really wild. It's really wild. So it's a real good year to remember we're in an election year and it's time for a brush up on our civics. So I gathered up info. I got Nick's address and Mike's address, and some of the questions are simple. Who's the lieutenant governor? Can you name her off the top of your head? How many people are in the state senate? What's the difference between the senate and the assembly? How many assembly people do you have? How many state senators? I didn't know the answers to all of these questions, and we all brushed up on them for ourselves. And hopefully that helps encourage you to go brush up on them for yourself. But I will tell you, about 2/3 of the way through the episode, Bonaduce has a Bonaduce moment that might be the most Bonaduciest Bonaduce ever Bonaduced on New Jersey is the World. And I was screaming with delight, as you will hear. I would go so far as to say that it might be the singular high point of the entire run of New Jersey is the world. And also, I've been informed it relates to state Senator Vin Gopal. And I believe we mispronounced his name as Gopal for the entirety of the episode. So apologies for that. But in all honesty, if state Senator Gopal or any of his staff hear this, the mispronunciation of his name will be the least of their concerns. Enjoy it, everybody. Hi, everybody. Chris Gethard here. It's New Jersey is the world. The vibe is crushing in the StreamYard tonight. That's a little behind the scenes info for you. We use StreamYard. I'm here. Nick got his mic set up and he's leaning away from it so he can eat chicken like the old days. Nick, how's the chicken tonight?
It's really good.
Eating on mic is a real grand tradition for you in the history of this show.
I've been so good for so long.
It is true. I used to sometimes get mad because you'd just be like chomping on cheese balls right into the mic.
I can still do that if you want.
No. It's all good.
I think we should go old school tonight.
I think in many ways we already are. I can already feel it. Mike D, the vibe check for you. How are you feeling about the vibe in the room tonight?
Oh, I definitely feel old school. And I could barely compose myself when I just saw Nick stuffing like chicken into his mouth just as the show is about to begin.
I'm so hungry, I have no idea. I just got out of trivia night like literally 5 minutes ago. I rode my Vespa there and I didn't realize I was gonna fucking pour tonight. So everybody's like, what are you gonna do? I was like, I'm gonna fucking ride home. They're like, you're gonna get wet. I was like, I'm gonna get fucking wet either way. I was like, if I walk, I'm gonna get wet. If I fucking ride my scooter, I'm gonna get wet. So I was like, I'll be home in 30 seconds. So that's why I came back here and I was like, I didn't get to have dinner really. So I had this chicken I bought. Like my whole fucking thing about, it's cheaper to buy a fucking cooked chicken nowadays than to fucking cook one yourself. So I just like chopped off a big piece of the breast and threw it in a piece of bread with some actual like roasted carrots. And
we cannot list the whole, I'm so sorry, Nick. I love the chicken thing. We are not listing the whole recipe.
You can edit that all out.
No, we're not editing any of it out, but I have to jump in and say we cannot go. We haven't even stayed at the premise of the episode.
That's what's getting worse than directions at this point.
Is you telling us an intricate chicken. I also do just want to say we're recording on a Tuesday night, which of course means that my pager could go off at any moment and I could have to run out the door. Which the last time that happened was at the tail end of a show.
A Gagoots, I believe.
Dude, the call was so fucked up that Nick can vouch for me. I called Bonaduce on my ride back and was like,
traumatized.
I need to just tell you what just happened. And I did it all without violating HIPAA laws.
Yeah, I was actually concerned about you that night because I was like, I had passed out after we did our show. And like, you know, I wake up early. I was like, if Chris is calling me at like some weird hour of the night, like I'm fucking worried. You know what I mean?
It was wild.
Like, I'm like, okay, you got to respond no matter what.
It was wild, man. So hopefully that pager doesn't go off and interrupt us tonight, because I think tonight is going to be a very eye-opening episode for us and everyone who listens. Because, look, everyone knows that, you know, I think to some degree or other, we all stay up on New Jersey news, and I think everybody who listens to the show has heard a part of this show for me that's been very fun is I've always had a bit of a fascination with New Jersey politics, and doing New Jersey is the world, I am definitely somebody who's a little bit of a junkie for that stuff. I find it very fascinating, all the moving parts, the shady side of it, the county line, the county commissioners who wield so much power. It's kind of fascinating and fun and fucked up in its own way. But I have been thinking a lot about how it's an election year. There's a big one in New Jersey. Looming. We all know that the Senate race, Andy Kim versus Tammy Murphy, it's actually making a lot of news. You're starting to see that there's a lot of stuff about it popping off and going viral, and they're starting to take some shots at each other, and it's a pretty fascinating fight. We're going to have the governor shortly after that, and it's already, I mean, Steve Fulop, the mayor of Jersey City, Steve Sweeney, the former Senate president, power broker, and Ross Baraka, mayor of Newark, just announced this week in a very weird soft launch, announced that he's running in a way where you're like, oh, Ross does his own thing. And he's not a guy to go out and get like a publicist to say, let's figure out the strategy on the rollout plan. He just said, I'm going for it. So all these rumors, Mike DeSherrill and few other Congress people, Josh Gottheimer, might get in on it as well. Point being, it's a really important time to be civically engaged. And I was actually thinking to myself, I'm kind of a junkie for this stuff. And I don't know how much I know about not just New Jersey politics, but my particular skin in the game. And then I said, I wonder how much Mike and Nick know. So tonight, I want to put you guys and myself through a civic duty knowledge test. See how much we all collectively know, not just about New Jersey politics, we'll start in the broad sense, but also about each of our own knowledge on our own actual involvement in New Jersey politics. And I'll explain more as we go along. Sound good?
Yeah, it's going to be like civics class. I'm very excited. We can make it into like a 90-second cartoon with a song at the end that helps kids learn about this.
Are there going to be demerits awarded? Will there be demerits awarded?
You will be put in jug. Lack of knowledge? You will have to face your judgment under God, Nikki Bonaduce.
We're going to have our own jug. We're going to have New Jersey is the world jug.
I'm going to go ahead and start really broad.
Okay.
We're going to start with some very easy questions. I assume we all know who the current governor.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
I feel like we always.
Who wants to?
Chris Christie. Is Chris Christie still the mayor?
No, we've moved on from Chris Christie.
The governor, excuse me? Oh, okay.
Anybody want his name there?
You really want us to answer who the governor is?
Yeah, because we're going to get
crazy
more specific along the way.
Old crazy hair. We're going to call him old crazy hair.
Call him old crazy hair if you want.
It would be Governor Murphy.
Governor Murphy.
Phil Murphy.
And we all know who our senators are. Let's just throw out those names.
Let's throw them out. Come on.
Bobby Goldbars. As of now, that could change quickly. And Cory Booker.
Cory Booker and Bobby Goldbars. Great job, Mike D. Now, Nick, just like in high school, you're letting Mike D lead the charge with the answers.
He's our fact checker. He knows. What am I going to say? Uncle Floyd's going to be my answer to every like question about local representatives.
Now, this is where we know who the senators are. I want to check in. Nick, I'm going to ask you first.
Rumpf.
I have taken all of our addresses and I have put them into sites get specific about our representation.
Is it my legal or my actual physical location?
It was the address. I'm not going to air out. I'm not going to dox anybody, but that was why with you.
You can find me in like 10 minutes.
I'm not going to air out your address, but I did check the address with you for accuracy.
No, I hear you. I appreciate
that. Do you know who your congressperson is?
No, absolutely not.
You don't. Mike D, do you know?
It is Frank Pallone.
Mike D knows Frank Pallone. Mine, of course, is Mike.
I got a shout out.
I just moved to Monmouth County, so I'm like totally unaware.
Now,
I would like to quickly shout out Frank Pallone because the reason I know who he is because he sends out an excellent, extremely informative newsletter every week, which I read religiously, and it's great.
That's great.
It's short. It tells you all the things he's doing or things you know that he feels need to be done, and that's it. And then he's out, and then he's like, and here's me, a picture of me, you know, at a VFW hall on Friday. Great, love it. Done.
Now, Nick, you'll be happy to hear that is according to what I've looked up about at your address, and it's a funny episode because I have always opted to not say exactly what town
I'm
going to
not know anything I should know as a good American.
Let me just finish the thought though. Like Mike, I feel like we've always kind of bounced around saying your town, and I've bounced around saying my town, and that's just because I have some situations where
you're actual normal people in the world.
Yeah, please. And I'm not going to air out where you live, Nick, in case you want to keep your new address private. But you also,
I'm going to be like,
I looked it up, Nick,
be like Ken Burns at this.
Nick, you'll be happy to hear Mike D's such a fan of Frank Pallone. Guess what? You're in the same congressional district.
Hey,
bang!
You're in the.
I mean, like, yeah, we're only a county. Like, we share a county line.
He's no Petey Gallimard, but
No Petey Gallimard. What town was he the mayor of again? Someplace in fucking Bergen County.
Oh, they just had down here. Was it the Bradley Beach Chief? Did you see that whole debacle?
No, what was that?
The guy who got forced into retirement for like showing up to like an incident scene, like, and he was like half in the fucking bag, and he's like reprimanding one of his fucking officers, reprimanding one of his sergeants.
I did not know.
And he was kindfully going to be retiring several months early on March 1st because of the incident.
Who's this?
It was the police chief of like the Bradley Chief police department. I believe it was Bradley Chief, right? Bradley Beach, excuse me.
Now, I want to keep focused.
Just happened. Like,
so you're both Frank Pallone. I'm Mikey Sherrill. Frank Pallone sounds great, but we all know I would. And listen, I don't want anybody out here saying that I don't have a crush on Mikey Sherrill. People have accused me on it. I'm just very much a fan. I'm a big fan, and I think she's fucking cool and pretty great, and I like her.
You might have a little crush.
I love strong.
I might have a tiny bit of a crush on her, but my respect for her outweighs my schoolboy crush.
Doesn't make you a bad person, you know what I mean?
Hey, doesn't make you a bad guy. Now, here's going to be, I mean, we've already stumped Nick on Congress, and look, for most of my adult life, I never knew who my congressperson was. When growing up in West Orange, I just knew it was Donald Payne, because if you lived down the hill, it was Donald Payne. And now it's his son, who I did not realize was a different Donald Payne. That the first Donald Payne died.
Is he evil?
And then his son is...
Oh, you thought it was like the same one?
I was like, how is this fucking guy been...
He's got to be like 120 years old.
I was like, he's got to be old as fucking dust, man. He's got his bones... He's got to creak when he bends his knees and elbows, man. I was like, he's got to sound like a fucking ungreased door hinge. And then I found out, oh no, that's his son. And they just passed the seat on to him. But at most of my adult life, I never knew when I was bouncing around different apartments in New York and stuff. When I lived back in the day in Montclair, I never knew my congressperson was. Does anyone here know who the lieutenant governor of New Jersey is? This is the second in command. Now, I did not. And I want to be clear. I'm not trying to Alex Trebek this and present it like I know all the answers to the question.
I will not be able to answer any questions.
I knew Sheila Oliver, but Sheila Oliver passed away. And I remember when she was replaced and I was not able to place the name. Can anyone place the name?
Is it Christy Todd Whitman?
No, Christy Todd Whitman is a former governor.
Ah, oh, so cool.
Now a high paid speaker at corporate events.
Yeah.
I've seen. Among other things. Think
parlay.
I don't know who it is, actually.
I don't know.
It is Tahisha Way, and she seems cool.
Can you put a picture up or something?
Sure.
Do you think they purposely kind of like don't want the common people to really know who they are?
No, I think they would actually, in that case, I think it would be cool for them to really know. I don't know.
Why aren't they going to more Little League games?
The lieutenant governor of Jersey is also a relatively new position. It has not been, I don't think that's something that existed back into our childhood, but
oh, there you go.
The Wikipedia, I can go ahead, zoom in.
So what's your deal with, like, as lieutenant governor, like, if what, the governor dies, you take over, or you just,
great question.
What are you? Operations.
Let's all learn about it together, because I bet there's a lot of listeners asking right now. Let's see. The position itself does not carry any other powers or duties.
It's only that.
It's elected, though.
It's really all
other than to be next in the order of succession. So basically.
Okay, so it is. Yeah. It's like the vice president.
So it's a pretty ceremonial job outside of step in if Murphy dies.
Yeah, but she's probably working.
And look, the state's first lieutenant governor was elected in 2009.
Oh, wow.
And it looks like after the resignations of Whitman in 2001 and McGreevy in 2004,
I remember Kim Guandano.
There was a bunch of pressure to have a backup plan for succession.
That was the first Kim Guandano.
Kim Guadagno.
Sheriff in Monmouth County.
Yeah. So that's our lieutenant governor. We've all learned a little bit tonight. Now I want to get really tough on you. Let's start with Mike D, because Nick, I can tell already what the answers are going to be, and I want to just let him unleash. Oh, and actually, before we even get into that, do you guys know some basic questions that I did not know? For example, do you know how many members of the... First of all, do we know the difference between the state Senate and state assembly?
One is elected, one is appointed.
They're all elected.
They're all elected.
All elected. This is good. And look, this is really good, because we're New Jersey junkies. And for people to hear that, we don't know this. So do you know how many...
I just live here, Chris.
Nick, do you know how many state senators you have that you elect?
125.
No, that you personally...
We have three.
Are representing.
One.
Three.
One.
Nick is correct. One. You have one senator, two assembly people.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, okay. Because I remembered voting for three people.
I knew this was going to be a good episode.
Are we getting into fucking county governments? Are we getting into fucking surrogates? I can't handle this shit.
We're going there, baby. We're going there.
Oh, there's two.
So you have one senator, you have two assembly people. I did not know that before tonight. I did not know that before tonight. And there are a total of 80 assembly people. There's 40 assembly legislative districts. And there's 40 senators, 80 assembly people. You have one senator, you have two. Now, two of the most powerful people in the state are the president of the state Senate. That is someone I did know. I did know these names being a junkie. Do you know who the president of the state Senate is?
No.
Mike T, no?
No.
It's a guy named Nick Scutari. Nick Scutari is the 115th president of the New Jersey Senate. He's been in the position since 2022. He went to Union County College. He got a BA from Keene. He got an education master's at Rutgers. And then a law degree out in Michigan. And before he was New Jersey State Senate, he was a member of the Union County Board of Chosen Freeholders, a member of the Board of Education of the Linden Public Schools.
He did all the right things at all the right time to get where he wanted.
He was nominated for the Senate after Senator Joseph Saliga announced he would not seek re-election after a female casino employee in Atlantic City accused him of sexual harassment. Perfect Jersey story right there. Perfect Jersey story.
I feel like that came up on the show once before, actually.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I wouldn't be shocked if it was in the Corruption Hall of Fame. Do we know who the head of the state assembly is?
I think I know. Coughlin. Coughlin.
Correct. Craig Coughlin. Nailed it.
Right. Yeah.
Where'd it go?
Craig Coughlin. We won't cut deeper and figure out who the speaker pro tempore is, because that matters a lot less.
What is the speaker pro tempore?
Speaker pro tempore is currently Benji E. Wimberly.
Is that appointed?
That I'm not even sure.
Probably within the realm of their power.
Benji E. Wimberly is currently the speaker pro tempore. This is one of the most powerful people in the state, who is also the head coach of the football team at Hackensack High School and the recreation director of Patterson.
Triple dipping.
Triple dipping.
Guy's probably got like 15.
He was an assistant
benches.
Coach for Fair East Side High. Fair East Side, man. Used to call me Crazy Joe. Now they call me Batman.
Every single one of those positions all carry fucking pensions.
Oh, yeah.
So from when he was a teacher, from when blah, 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 blah. That's how those guys fucking max out. They retire. They're making like fucking 25 grand a fucking
Craig month. Coughlin is one of the most powerful people in the state right now. He's a Middlesex County. He was born in Perth Amboy, grew up in South Amboy. Got his degrees from St. John's, Board of Ed in South Amboy back in the 80s. This guy's been around. He was a municipal court judge in Edison. He lived in Woodbridge, and he's kind of also known for double dipping. He's got a law firm that I think has caused a lot of controversy, because he got elected to the state assembly and then his law firm started building up contracts with a lot of county governments and local governments under his purview out there in Middlesex County. And just instantly people were like, what the fuck are you doing? And he was like, well, what are you going to do about it? But yeah, he's the Middlesex County Democrats kind of had a real show of force after the fall of Norcross, and he's probably the leader of the Middlesex County Democrats, so he's kind of become one of the big power brokers in the state, so that's why you hear his name.
Yeah, I'd heard his name being out here in Middlesex County, definitely. Yeah.
Now, let's get to the real tough ones. Mike D, do you know which district you're in, and do you know who your senator and assembly people are?
Okay, I know one. Degnan is one of my senators or assembly people.
Your senator? Yeah, you nailed it. Degnan.
Yeah.
Patrick J. Degnan Jr.
Oh my God. I think, are we the 16th district, 17th district?
No, I looked up your address. You're the 18th district.
Ah, close.
I'm amazed that you knew Degnan's name.
Oh, I think I might know another one too.
You have two assembly people. They both have great names.
Yeah. Oh, one of them is like,
oh, I know this.
Burnett Bennett.
Don't look it up, Nick.
One of them is like Burnett Bennett or something like that.
I don't know the answer anyway. I was at trivia all night. I just crashed. I just accused somebody else of cheating.
I don't know.
I didn't know this was a trivia night. Fucking
Mike, I don't know, but one of them.
I don't know. You know I don't know.
One of them has a name that's alliteration. It's like Bernard Bennett or something
it's
like that.
Sterling S. Stanley. Triple S, baby. Triple S.
Yes.
WWES. Triple H. You got Triple S. You don't want to fuck with the game. Sterling S. Stanley, baby. And then you got Robert J. Caribbean Check. Do you know the breakdown of the Democratic versus Republican elected reps in your district?
Oh, yeah. Hold on.
No, Nick, don't look.
I'm joking. No, of course I don't fucking
Mike
know.
D, we're
Jesus
talking with Mike
Christ.
D first. You know.
I'm going to guess it's one.
All right, well, he doesn't.
One Republican, two Democrats.
It's all three Democrats. Huh. A little bit of a Democratic stronghold down there. Middlesex County. We need to know a little bit more about Sterling S. Stanley.
I knew he had a good name. I'd seen it before.
That is an incredible name. Sterling Stanley. Hell of a name.
Stanley Steamer?
Let me see. He's an American politician and businessman. He's been there since 2021. He was born in India. Immigrated to Brooklyn as a child, and then relocated to East Brunswick. He worked in insurance and the financial services industry before retiring to run for state assembly. If somebody's retiring from insurance and the financial services industry, I think
these people are all fucking professional crooks. Okay? That's all they are.
Hey, man, you don't talk shit about Sterling S. Stanley.
Listen, this is all calculated fucking terribleness, okay?
That is a pretty amazing name. Pretty amazing name. He serves the 18th district. and seems pretty all right. Okay, Nick, let's see. Do you know any of, do you know your state senator? Your state senator is actually a pretty big mover or shaker in the state.
Yeah.
Do you know who it is?
What's it, that guy, Vin?
Yep. Vin Gopal.
Vin Gopal.
Yep.
11th district.
Who I think has made a bunch of noise about being somebody who's going to go bigger in the state as time goes on.
I saw him on like, I think I saw him at the Blue Swan Diner. He was on like an advertisement in like the, when you're first walking in, they pick up like the county reader and his head was on the front. That's the only reason why I know that.
Well, he's the owner of a Monmouth County based magazine called Community Magazines.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's
he owns it.
That's the one.
So the one that you saw his face on, he's the owner. Oh, I know.
And it's nothing but like shameless like self fucking representation in it. Like,
hey, if you like, can afford it.
Ben Gopal, like, this is what I did for like the thing. And I run this thing and I put it in fucking diners all over the county where old people.
It's a great strategy if you're a politician and you can afford it. Just start a
own
free
the media.
I guess what, but it's
free
so,
magazine.
But Mike, it's so fucking weird.
He's done it right.
It's a magazine put out by yourself, all about yourself. That's like if I had,
dude, if Nicky you had Bonaduce monthly,
Bonaduce weekly,
subscriber to Bonaduce.
No, I'm gonna do it weekly. Dude. I'm gonna do it weekly. I'm gonna buy a fucking square on every single fucking placemat in New Jersey.
If you had a magazine, it would just be the modern version of the fucking Jolly Roger cookbook we all grew up with.
It'd be fucking great. Everybody would love it.
Everybody would love it. I'm not lying. But tell me this guy's whole life doesn't sound like he's been preparing for politics. He graduated from the Ranney School in Tinton Falls, bachelor degrees from Penn State, master's degrees from Rutgers, founder and president of Direct Development LLC, founder, owner of the Monmouth County-based community magazine.
He is
a resident of Long Branch. He served as a volunteer EMT and first responder and certified first aid instructor in Colts Neck and Freehold.
That's kind of like you, Chris. You're like,
I'm angling, baby. I'm going to take over Morris County.
This is going to be your big move.
Listen, though, he keeps going. He served on the board of trustees of the Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Monmouth County. He served on the board of directors of the...
A trustee. He never got his fucking hands dirty, did
the
he?
Board, yeah. You don't know how many little brothers
he had.
Board of directors of the North... Let me finish a goddamn
None.
Sentence,
I'd
Nick.
Say zero.
Served on the board of directors of the Northern Monmouth Chamber of Commerce. He served as the president of the Hazlitt Business Owners Association. He's also he doesn't just own a magazine about himself, Nick. He's also president of the Vin Gopal Civic Association, a 501c3.
I'm the president of the fucking hair club for fucking men. I'm also a member, and it's called the Nicky Bonaduce fucking follicle.
Now, before you get too mad,
yo, go fuck yourself. You know what?
You don't even know what this thing is.
I don't care. And he's my fucking.
He
fuck
helps local families.
And he's manicured.
In need. He has a nonprofit.
Yeah. I do too. You know what?
Why is this making you so mad?
And that's all horseshit. It's a fucking tax wash for his fucking money through whatever the fucking other dirty shit he's doing.
How do you know this?
Fuck, because they're all dirty
allegedly,
fucking scumbags.
These are all. Listen to Mr. Gopal. Should you find this?
Yeah, Mr. Gopal.
Allegedly, Nick is saying. Allegedly.
Hey, you should read my fucking magazine, Bonaduce Weekly. It's a throwback to like, you know, Penthouse fucking like forum. And then also, hey, you know what? If you send me fucking $2.99 a fucking week, I'll give you the fucking winning lottery numbers for the pick three and pick fucking four midday and fucking night. Okay.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm talking about Vin Gopal. He's running his own fucking racket. Why can't I run my own fucking racket?
I'm talking about Vin Gopal. We need that t-shirt. We got to bring t-shirts back just to have a I'm talking about Vin Gopal t-shirt. Oh my goodness. It is. I mean,
because you know I'm fucking right and it's the truth.
Well, listen, you're somebody anyway. Who's kind of a mover or shaker in NJ politics and his name gets tossed
around.
Yeah,
I know. These are the stupid things you have
thought.
To do.
And then you look it up and it's oh, going back to high school.
You can mute my mic now.
I am going to officially mute your mic. You're doing jokes about how I need to mute your mic, so I've done it. We all know that he's cackling with glee that he's been muted, everybody. He's cackling with glee. But to look back and go, oh, you signed up to be an EMT, big brother, big sister, like started a nonprofit charity organization. Like, oh, damn, this guy has clearly spent his whole life. And I don't know. I hear good things, but still spent his whole life. Let's see what else it has to say about Vin. He first ran in 2011 when he was 26 years old. He was defeated back then. Oh. But then he became the chairman of the Monmouth County Democrats. And that is a powerful place to be.
Yeah.
He's in the state Senate. He's the first Indian American to be elected to the state Senate. His victory was described by NJ.com as perhaps the biggest upset of the night. He outperformed Phil Murphy on the same night. He's on April 4th, 2018, he was named the Senate Majority Conference Leader, Chairman of the Bipartisan Legislative Manufacturing Caucus. This guy gets out there and moves. And even in the election where Jack Cittarelli outperformed Governor Murphy in the same district, Gopal narrowly won re-election. So he's hung on. Mover and shaker. He's the education chair.
And there's not like, I mean, I guess his district is pretty broad, right? The 11th district is broad, but it's not like it's like there's an Indian population that's carrying his victories through across the, it's like, you know, his actual prominent civic duty to his.
Well, he, you know, I think there are a lot of South Asian immigrants.
Who else commits themselves like this, really? You know what I mean? That's a lot of fucking work to fucking put that kind of
front. He's working hard. Now, Nick, you also have two great assembly person names. The assembly person names all over New Jersey are amazing. We're learning tonight. Mike, of course, had Sterly Stanley, Sterly S. Stanley. Do you know who yours are, Minicky Bonaduce?
No, I do not know.
They both sound like names of characters from primetime dramas in the 80s. You've got Margie Donlin, M.D., and Luann M. Peter Paul, Esquire. Don't those sound like bad guys from soap operas?
Peter Paul, Esquire.
No, it sounds like somebody.
They definitely sound like soap opera doctors, for sure.
Or like somebody who would stick their head out of a window every other episode on 227, like yell something funny, and then you would never see them again.
Say the names again, because I need to.
We've got Margie Donlin, M.D., and Luann Peter Paul, Esquire.
Margie.
I'm going to look up Luann Peter Paul, American politician.
Luann Peter Paul is like, I can't even. My head
former judge. Peter Paul, American. Served as a board chair of Garden State Equality for 12 years. She sounds awesome.
So this is, dude, you know what I'm starting to realize lady. In the state of New listen Jersey? To, that anybody can be a fucking judge, dude, in the state of New
listen
Jersey.
Listen to this lady, though. She sounds so fucking cool. So Luann Peter Paul, Esquire. Served as a board chair of Garden State Equality for 12 years, helped establish same-sex marriage in New Jersey, co-authored the New Jersey Anti-Bullying Bill of Rights that was signed into law by Christie, was an assistant county prosecutor in Essex County, a conflict municipal judge in Asbury Park. She was nominated by Mayor John Pallone to serve a three-year term as a municipal court judge of Long Branch.
So she's a boots-on-the-ground motherfucker. Like, those are the people that are actually doing
She it. Sounds cool, but she runs in a group.
It's not like she's like, oh, I decided when I moved to town that I should fucking become an EMT because I want to fucking move my way up, claw my way up through fucking local politics to get, like, dude, create a power structure.
Margie Donlin's more
that,
joking.
That seems like your, this person went into
dude,
this.
Your irrational hatred of Vin Gulpo, State Senator Vin
no,
Gulpo.
No, I just think that it is so.
Legend on this show.
I think it's so. I have such a despise for people that calculate their careers
did not know his name
in ways that they hide in the auspices of good faith and service to people in a way that, you know what I mean? I think that's the epitome of pure evil.
You're saying
I don't
Vin
know
Gopal.
Fucking Vin, but I'm just saying, I'm making a terribly prejudiced impression.
Vin Gopal is the epitome of pure evil?
You just read all the things that
the
point out that.
Big brother and big
exactly.
sister said he was a volunteer EMT.
Exactly. More and more manipulation. Like when you watch like a movie about a terrible fucking mayor of like a city like Gotham or something, and they're like, oh, look, you're the fucking... Oh, he hand feeds fucking dying old people on the fucking street, you know, pre-chewed spam so that they can have a quality end of life. And at the same time, he runs the fucking old people like a leather factory where he turns those old people into fucking like, you know, leather jackets later.
You're bringing up Gotham City. It's like saying that Acme.
I'm just rambling like nonsense. Acme I'm just evil. I'm making an exaggerated preface of like.
It's like saying Acme is evil because they painted the fake tunnel on the wall and made the fucking coyote run into it.
Yeah, no, the factory that's where he turns old people into leather.
The same old people that he was feeding on the street before they fucking died, okay? That's what makes. That's the kind of evil we're talking about, okay?
Lovecraft.
He turns them into chic,
Mike,
high-end fashion
about,
fucking
Mike?
Leatherware.
Mike, what is talking about? The guy was on the board for
Mike
the Big
gets it.
And Big
Mike
sisters.
Gets it. It's so funny that
He's
Mike gets it.
He's a volunteer EMT,
okay?
And you say he skins old.
That's Oh, that's breeds the beginning.
Old people like cattle and then turns them into leather.
Okay, so here's my rationale. You're gonna bring up the MT thing. I'm gonna say that is the beginning of like when your thoughts are like young and you're like, I'm developing, like, oh, what's the first thing I can do that's gonna make me look like a good person?
All the EMTs are retirees.
Vin Gopal wasn't, was he?
What's gonna draw the heat away from this leather factory? That guy was running. What can I do to?
This was before the leather factory. This is way.
Do you want to know about Margie Donlin, MD? One of your reps.
Yeah, that's a great name. I immediately think of Doogie Howser, MD, when you say that.
So. Physiatrist, went to Middlebury.
But she's the person that sounds good.
Yale. She was on the Township Council of Ocean Township since 2019. And then she teamed up with Vin Gopal and Luann Peter Paul Esquire, and they defeated the Republican.
And they went into business together in light manufacturing.
Well, thank God they did. They're like, oh.
Nick, how did you take it from I'm not sure any of these people's names
you
to Vin Gopal breeds old people, has a fake charity to feed them and fatten them up so you can turn their skins into leather?
Do you want?
What does
I'll send you a fucking summary of my thought process.
Is he turning them into handbags, lampshades?
I told you he's turning into like high end chic like leather wear, like might be like, you know, gloves, tight fitting fucking leather outfits for summer.
So much better than I ever imagined it could have. So much better.
There's a whole new reformed bunch.
Would you guys like to hear about my? Nick, the other thing, the breakdown, Vin Gopal, Margie Donlin, Luann Peter Paul Esquire. I kind of spoiled it. Do you want to guess the breakdown of Democrats and Republicans?
I mean, like percentage wise?
Out of the three of them, who's a Democrat, who's a Republican?
Vin's a Democrat, and the doctor is a Republican.
They're all Democrats.
Oh, okay. Makes sense. She went to Yale.
Dude, Luann Peter Paul sounds fucking cool.
Yellens are, well, that's not true.
Luann Peter Paul was the one that started, like, help pass gay marriage and anti-bullying legislation.
But the whole Peter Paul thing even is like, is it Luann Peter? Is like that her? Is that Peter hyphen Paul?
No, the last name is Peter Paul. One word.
Oh, okay.
Luann M. Peter Paul Esquire. I know. She sounds really cool.
Yeah, though they both sound like they've done great things.
Do you guys know who your county commissioner is?
Absolutely.
I do not.
Mike, Middlesex County is Ronald G. Rios. Nick, Monmouth County's commissioner appears to be Christine Myers.
That's her claim. Oh, no, wait. Fame.
Is that? No, that's Morris County. Sorry, that's mine. Where's yours, Nick?
And what does this person do?
They are like the Joe D of every individual county.
Oh, executive. Okay.
Gotcha. I think. Because gotcha. I don't know if Joe D count. If I don't even know if I'm looking up the right thing.
Is it county executive? What is it?
Like, yeah, I mean, I looked up Board of County Commissioners for Monmouth County. It looks like Commissioner,
huh?
Who's the head of it? Nick DiRocco?
Maybe Commissioner is the proper. Do a search for Essex County. Then you'll know if there's a difference or not.
Yeah, let's see. Essex County Commissioner, Board of County Commissioners. Might be a different thing.
Oh.
Let's see.
It's like, it sounds like an overall like regulatory or.
Oh, yeah. Joe D's not even in there in Essex County. It might not be. Dude, one of the Essex County commissioners.
These are all. You fucking guys remember Miss Siebold? This is good because these are all your taxes are paying these people.
Do you remember Miss Siebold?
Yeah, Miss Siebold. She was. She was a surrogate when we were like.
She's an Essex County commissioner right now. She's an old English teacher from our high school.
Do you know how old she is? She's got to be like 80 something years old. She's older than my mother.
So all of these.
Pat Siebold. She was a great teacher, and I think it was like my sophomore or junior year when she ran for she was county surrogate.
Yeah.
And she was like she's like, those are the people, those are like these underlying positions that you see that like, I mean, the sacrifice of time, whatever. It's like, you don't make a fucking lot of money doing these things. It's because you fucking care and you might fucking know better or you're fucking pure evil.
You guys all have Democrats where I am in Morris County. I'm in District 25. All Republican. Anthony Bucco is my senator. I saw his name. I know he almost got taken down by a Democratic challenger the last time around. I forget her name. And then my assembly people are apparently Christian Barranco and Aura K. Dunn. But mine switched. I think I got redistricted in the last redistricting because I used to be John McKeon. And what's his face? Another guy whose name we saw fucking forever growing up in Essex County.
John McKeon made a deal with the devil. He hasn't aged in 35 years.
John McKeon, I saw him down in Montclair recently.
Hey, it looks the same, right? Looks exactly the same as when we were in high school.
Looked exactly the same. It's true.
Maybe he's just wearing a custom leather mask.
He does. There's somebody, he knows somebody who makes them.
So McKeon's in the Senate now. He used to be my...
Oh, yeah, he's fucking hot shit now.
...assembly person forever. But then they did the redistricting, and now I'm in a Republican district. Let me look up Anthony Bucco just to learn a little bit about him. My state senator, Senator Anthony M. Bucco.
This used to be my Bucco. This used to be my...
Let's see. Every New Jersey politician. This is how his Wikipedia starts. Anthony Mark Bucco is an American lawyer and Republican Party politician currently serving as the state senator of New Jersey's 25th legislative district. In 2019, Bucco was accused by Lisa Brewer that Bucco cost her millions by cutting her out of her mother's will.
Ooh.
The first fucking thing.
What?
It's creeps.
Out of her...
Cut some lady out of her own mother's will.
What was he doing? Like sleeping with her or something? Trying to fucking schmooze her?
Let's see. It looks like his father... Oh, so his father was Anthony R. Bucco. So in 2019, his father passed and Anthony M. Bucco was an assemblyman who's appointed to his father's seat. And he's the Republican whip. He's also on the Morris County Republican Committee as its general counsel. And then my assembly people are Christian Barranco. Let's look up Christian Barranco. Has only served since 2024. He used to be in the 26th district. That's why. Pompton Lakes Borough. Seems like there's nothing particularly striking. And then my other assembly person is Aura K. Dunn. So all I hear is Don Pardo's SNL voice. All I can hear is Nora Dunn. But it's not Nora Dunn. It's Aura Dunn. And SUNY Buffalo. District Director for Rep. Ronnie Frelinghuysen. So yeah, these people all been around. Used to be a... lobbyist for America's public television stations, Sesame Street and Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and now as a Republican.
Interesting careers.
To be someone who lobbies on behalf of Mr. Rogers and then starts running for office as a Republican is a weird dichotomy.
Well, I think it was, you know, it's more like throwback to older times and people were more middle of the road, maybe.
So that's our breakdown of everything.
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Don't buy Vin Gopal fucking leather products.
That rant was fucking nuts, Nick.
Sorry.
That was nuts.
You can edit it out.
Oh, no. That can't be edited out.
Oh, are you kidding me? We just should edit it on a loop and have it repeat 10
I'm
times.
Talking about Vin Gopal.
I have the whole story in my head.
I'm talking about Vin Gopal. Well, that's what... I know this episode has been a little short comparatively, but I thought it was a good... breakdown of, man, I care about New Jersey politics. I don't know who these people are. I don't know what redistricting did to me. We don't know a lot of these moving parts, and we're people who keep our eye on it.
You don't know a lot of this. That's the terrible thing. In your regular life of, like, you know, doing everything else you're doing, there's all these forces behind the scene manipulating everything.
Starting to sound a little QAnon right now, Nick.
No, I'm not. I mean, like, you know,
you just said you're like, oh, geez,
I just got redistricted because, you know, there was like 2.5 more people on this side of the street that might vote fucking Democrat. You know what I mean? Or Republican or vice versa. So this is the manipulation that's going on in your life, America. Hopefully these people have good souls and they're there for good intentions. You know, that's all you can hope for.
Well, I do feel like I want to check in with you guys because we have been very fascinated on the show by the county line. Which is, of course, the system where county government...
Big news on that today.
Yeah, break it down, Mike.
Oh, yeah. With
break
the,
it down.
That today, when the day that we're recording this, Andy Kim filed a federal lawsuit challenging the party line, which is in New Jersey. I mean, we always say, oh, the party line, but what that actually means in New Jersey, and we're the only state that does this, is the actual way that the ballot is designed groups together certain groups of people, like, right, based on who they're connected to, and this has been studied, you know, quite a bit, and so people tend to choose in groups when, right, their name is in these prominent places on the ballot. So Andy Kim is suing to actually change the ballot design, claiming it's unfair,
right?
And the subtext to this is obviously like sort of a dig at Tammy Murphy, who right, you know, right, would be running and would be, and she would be part of the party line. So she would be in the most prominent place on the ballot
more often than not. Although he's won, Kim won it in Burlington. And then there was a really fascinating thing where I think it was Monmouth County.
Yeah.
Their Democrats basically got together, their county got together and said, we're going to, you know, like Essex County, it's whoever the fuck Joe D decides gets the county line. That's who gets it. And there's no regulation on that. And each county setup can kind of define how they do it. Monmouth County said, let's come together, have an anonymous vote. So we see who gets it. And Andy Kim got it. And it was kind of a big deal because the Murphys live in Monmouth County. So the idea that when you allowed people to be anonymous, they all started voting for Andy Kim in Tammy Murphy's backyard. A lot of people looked at that and went, wow.
Do you think that was more of a shot at wife or at him? You know what I mean? It's like, maybe like, okay, you're governor, we love you to death, but like, yo, you got to keep this person out of this.
I don't think it's a shot at her. I don't think it's a shot at him. I do just think, because I like Tammy Murphy. I enjoy Tammy Murphy.
But if you had to have an anonymous vote to get people to be able to feel comfortable enough to vote,
there is fear.
That means there's something fucking wrong, you know?
There is an inherent fear of if you publicly go against Tammy Murphy, that whether consciously or not, you're going to piss off the governor. There's people who have that clear-cut fear in the back of their heads, and their careers oftentimes depend upon a good relationship with the governor. So there's inherently something being pushed and pulled there. That being said, Tammy Murphy seems to have great intentions and
good,
I think has accomplished a lot as first lady, and we'd be lucky to have her. But unfortunately, I do think that a lot of people who care about New Jersey are really fucking fed up with the system and the fact that she is the wife of the governor, and therefore the county politicians might feel a need to advance her to the front of the line, whether truthful or not, and whether it's something she's asking for or not. I think a lot of people are just throwing their hands up and saying, why is this state that in so many ways is forward-thinking and progressive and has some of the best education in the country and some of the best healthcare in the country, why do we have this political system that is archaic and designed to be manipulated by backroom dealing? Like, I think, I don't even think people dislike her. I think they really, really dislike this system. And I think the fact that she is the governor's spouse highlights a lot of what people don't like about the system. And it's unfortunate for her, but it's also very real. It's also a very real issue that does need to be fixed. And for as charming and as insane as it is, it's also pretty embarrassing that it still exists. So Andy Kim and Tammy Murphy being in this head-to-head battle seems to be, at the very least, sending up more signal flares about it than are usually sent up in this state.
Well, we're the only state that does this on the ballots, which I think is pretty good evidence that it's probably not a great practice to continue. And I mean, we all know, if you've ever voted in New Jersey, you know what this looks like when you go to, they give you that funny little Scantron sheet.
Yeah. Everything is like,
it's like, okay, here's the prominent people that you're going to vote
for. That's exactly what it, if you've ever.
But the thing is also that I think that, and like intentionally, like I do early voting in person, and there is like a tremendous amount of like educational material there, poster boards explaining like lines with arrows and explanations. So yeah, it's still grouped like that. And even when you get to like, if there's a question, if there might be a question, like, and, but they do have the explanation. But I can, it's like, you know, listen, most of the time people go in and vote down the party line anyway. So it's grouped.
It's
intentionally or unintentionally like that, you know?
For anybody looking, it's exactly what Nick just said of like, a lot of times people only come out for a presidential election. Like, okay, I'm going to vote for the Democrat. And yeah, I know who my senators are.
Well, even in local stuff,
well, that's
too.
What I'm saying. At a certain point, there's people going, I don't know who this is, but I showed up to vote for the Democrat, so I'll just vote for every Democrat.
Right.
And if you're casual and don't realize how this shit works, you might not realize the physical layout of how you vote for every Democrat has been chosen. And we're now in a situation where you go, well, if I want to vote for Andy Kim, county by county, they might stick him 18 boxes to the right and four down from all the other Democrats.
Some crazy shit.
Just might physically be placed, and they might have you know, in Camden County, it's become notorious for phantom candidates where they run a bunch of fake people just to have a confusing, jumbled up amount of names on the ballot. There are situations where someone is running and they, you know, there will be someone with an eerily similar name that runs to intentionally try to confuse people and split the vote. And even in the current one, if you follow it, there's been a bunch of proposals from some county leaders that have gone renegade, and Andy Kim suggesting himself at times of, why don't we just both be on the line so that it's a totally fair fight? Why don't we just commit to the fact that both of our names will appear on the county lines and split the line? And it hasn't happened. It's been shot down by a combination of Tammy Murphy not wanting that and county executives not wanting to give up the power to do it themselves. So really, really interesting time in New Jersey politics. But most of all, I think, Mike, you probably will agree with me. I think the most important thing is that we need to title this particular episode, Vin Gopal Skins Humans. I think that has to be the title of this episode.
You know it.
Or Vin Gopal's Leather Factory.
Nick, or again, I want to give you one more thing talking about
Vin. You can ask me whatever you want. I'll answer you completely coherently.
I just want to go ahead and say, now that you've had a chance to take a breath.
Yeah.
And I understand what you're saying of...
I used it as examples of terribleness and levels of terribleness.
Wait, whose level of terribleness?
I believe you know who. I'm going to say his name.
And is this something you've thought about before tonight?
Never before, but here's my thing is, you know people like this, and you know the level of terribleness and like, you know, contemplated fucking good intentioned fucking ill will. It's like... I'll do anything to achieve this power, this level of power, influence, and fucking, you know, almost portraying yourself as some sort of like local prophet in a way that, like, you know what I mean?
But Nick,
but that's the delirium that comes with positions like this and what it does to people.
Just to be clear,
and to deny that I make an exaggeration that, like, yes. He's like, I feed the homeless by spoon because I give them like ground up Spam so that they have more fat in their body and their skin stretches so that after when they die, I can take them to the old person fucking skinning factory. I'm elaborating on what I said before.
People Spam.
That was the whole thing before. Did you?
And then you find out it's fucking Soylent Green, baby. He's grinding up those humans.
If it's Soylent Green and it makes your skin more like flexible when you're old.
Listen, the shit that's not good for handbags. The shit that's not good for handbags and gloves. If you got meat that's not fit, that good fit, he grounds it up into Spam.
Oh, you definitely.
And he feeds it to people.
You wish it was Spam. It's
Scrapple. That's what Scrapple is.
Yeah, that's Scrapple.
Scrapple? You're saying
Vin Gopal's Scrapple Factory.
But Nick, again, just to be clear.
There used to be Scrapple Rapple. There's going to be Scrapple Grapple now with Vin Gopal.
Now, Nick, just to be clear, though, to reiterate. You have not thought about Vin Gopal before today. I can't even.
My only association with him is a newspaper that he puts out about himself every fucking month.
I don't even know.
That's my impression of him before this today.
I don't know that any of us are even pronouncing his name correctly. That's how little I know about Vin Gopal or Gopal. Who knows?
It's not Gopal.
But you have no problem with Marjorie Donlin, MD, or Luann M. Peter Paul Esquire.
I have no problem with anybody. And I'm, you know, maybe Vin's the nicest fucking guy in the world. He could be. I, you know what I mean? Like, I'm making shtick about it, but like, when you look at that kind of tracker, he's like, Jesus Christ came to me last night. He said, you need to go be on the fucking commissioners of the fucking Boys and Girls Club of fucking Monmouth County because you can affect real fucking change. Last time I came to you, I told you you should join the fucking EMTs. After that, I told you, hey, maybe you should run for fucking town council and be on the Board of Education so you can weasel your way into some other fucking position, all right? That's all I'm saying.
But again, specifically just, he's the one who sets you off. Is it the newspaper that you saw?
I think it's the newspaper, and then you telling me his entire track record immediately in my brain links this, like, terrible storyline of, like...
I will say...
Thank you, and you know what? If we weren't on this show, you guys, if we were hanging out, drinking a beer or whatever... You'd be like, "That you're fucking right."
No, we'd be reacting exactly how we are right now. I promise
Maybe
you.
Maybe so. Maybe so.
I did put a name in the private chat of a guy who you guys graduated high school with.
Oh, God.
He was exactly what you're describing. Like, he was like angling to try to be president when you guys were in high school. He was in your grade. And now you're just eating more chicken.
He's probably a nice guy now. Been on here for a long time. Why didn't he have lunch till fucking 3:30 today?
All right.
Is that
this was?
Do you know where that chicken came from, though?
Came from fucking ShopRite on Route 35.
But do you know where their wholesaler is?
You know who owns that?
I don't fucking care. It's
the Gopal Slaughterhouse LLC.
No, there's no. He doesn't. He doesn't do pure organic chicken.
That's not chicken, Dick.
It's Soylent Green.
That's Republican voters that he managed to convince to walk into a.
Well, you know what? Then I have no problem eating this shit. Cut it up.
All time classic episode. I hope people go out there. The sites are very easy to find where you can look up who's your congressperson, who's your state rep, who's your assembly reps, who's your county reps, local. So I hope everybody starts to get a little more aware of it. And then I also hope that you enjoyed by far one of the most Hall of Fame level Bonaduce unhinged rants we have ever had on this show.
I'm back, baby. Bonaduce is back. Nikki's gone.
You never went away. When did you go away?
I'm still here. Don't worry about it.
I ate at Epicessin in
When you sent that picture, I was like, oh, motherfucker, I just want all I wanted.
Last night? Oh, my goodness.
But I did go to Mutiny the other day, and I walked in there, and I was like,
oh, yeah.
I worked Saturday, so I come.
See,
and all I did was buy more furniture from Flux Modern this weekend.
All of us patronizing local New Jersey businesses, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. Remember, get out there, start learning. And again, all jokes aside, if you want to be someone who doesn't get manipulated by the county line, the best thing you can do is read up on it, know who's running for what, so that if there's somebody you prefer more than the county line, you know to go out and look for them. So get educated, figure out who's fighting for you, figure out if any of your former English teachers are county commissioners, figure out who all the weirdos are in these strange semi-appointed, semi-elected positions. It's fun. It's like Game of Thrones, all the moving parts. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? This is the voice of super producer and editor Carson, the Colonel Cop, here to wrap up the old episode for you. Just got back from a fully and perfectly legal endeavor with someone who may or may not be called Mike D, that you know very well from this show. 100% above the board, and coming from the one member of the show, the crew, that goes on and on and on about people snitching on themselves. I'm not snitching on myself. I did something. We went somewhere in Newark and sat down at a table and got some coffee and had an enthralling conversation. Nothing at all like something from the Goonies. Like something from our childhood. With that said, I'm sure you can check out a social media account that may or may not be mine, and maybe something's up there. Who knows? I don't know. I don't know why you would want to go look at a picture of me sitting at a bar just drinking some coffee. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed the civics test. The other three members of the Wotown crew, not the New Jersey is the World crew, Geth, Nikki, Mr. Mike, are all way more knowledgeable than I will ever be about New Jersey. I could say with full confidence that I could probably not locate Essex County on a map until I was well into my 30s. But that's what happens when you don't give a shit about borders. I am the son of my mother and father. I am natural born child of God. And these things do not concern me or interest me. And like Robert De Niro in The Godfather, I believe the direct quote is either I am not concerned with things that do not interest me, or I am not interested in things that do not concern me. Either way, they apply just fine to your boy. With that said, if you want to check us out on Instagram, you can find us at New Jersey is the World, or you can find us on the greater internet at NewJerseyIsTheWorld.com, or you can find us on Patreon.com after searching for New Jersey is the World, or you can find us wherever you find podcasts, he said ambiguously. Now, the most important thing with a follow-up about these little outros that I'm doing for you alls is that New Jersey is the World is a participatory project. So, if you want to participate, you can dial up the phone line here at the home office of New Jersey is the World by dialing 973-780-4660. That's 973-780-4660. And leave us a message on the old answering machine. Keep it under 3 minutes. Do not incriminate yourself. Do not use names, phone numbers, addresses, all that fun stuff. Tell us about things that you've heard on the show that you like. Tell us about things that you've heard on the show that you did not like. Tell us about things that you have yet to hear on the show that are conspicuously absent after us hitting the damn wall for the last three-something years. Now, this is usually where I say goodbye, but this Saturday, March 9th, at the Ghost Hawk Brewing Company at 321 River Road in Clifton, across the street from Rutt's Hut, we are having a listener meetup party / live show featuring New Jersey's own Black Force and the Docks. If you don't know about these guys, you need to come and check it out because goddamn, he said loudly to the consternation of his neighbors, some friends of mine who are an amazing live band, Neo Soul for you all, a little bit of R&B. It's so much fun. Check them out on Instagram. It's going to be a blast. There is no RSVP. There is no cover. There is no admission. Doors are at 6. Music starts around 7:30. And we're going all the way out to close. The beer flowing. Big ups to owner and operator over at Ghost Hawk, my man Steve Bauer, who, before this project even started, provided me with the computer monitor that I'm staring at right now. And that monitor is indicating that I am pushing it over about 4.5-5 minutes right now. So, ladies and gentlemen, March 9th, Geth is opening a show, also at the Boot and Coffee Company, and we're doing the thing over in Clifton. There's a lot going on. There's the Buffy Prom in Jersey City. If you don't know about that, check it out. If it isn't sold out already, which I'm sure it is. Fun times. A lot of cool shit going on this Saturday in New Jersey, everywhere. You could probably hit 1, 2, 3 of those things. And, yeah, there you go. So, tell your friends, ladies and gentlemen, tell your family that which we already know to be true, which is that New Jersey is the world. That's all, folks. That's all we got. Until we meet again. Until I'm doing this screaming at you one more time. I don't know what's happening. I need to go drink some water. Later, everybody. Goodbye.